us.
Hello, I'm Greg Stevens. Welcome to Your Home Group. We are live on a Wednesday evening. I want to thank you for being with us today. Now, listen, I know you've probably heard enough about this. I guess there's some kind of sickness going on in the country, and you probably heard about enough about it. We'll talk about it a little bit, but we're looking at this from a different angle. We're going to talk about the joy of the Lord. So call your friends, tell somebody. I promise you tonight, you're going to have a good laugh. We want you to be part. Home group is something that you're part of. If you have questions, please text them. 682-302-1301. 682-302-1301. Or you can email them at askhomegroup@govictory.com. Or if you're on Facebook, welcome. Those of you watching us on Facebook Live, you can type them in and our moderators are right there. They'll send it to me. We want you to be part of this. Let me welcome everyone tonight on my right. And this is, we're social distancing,
yes,
but we're married.
Yes, we are. We're married.
My wife, Michelle, here, so let's do an elbow bump. Pastor Gene Bailey is across from me,
like,
over there.
I'm on an island over here.
Well,
get my tape measure out.
Hello. I can see him over there. And then Dale Mock is with us. Welcome back, Dale. Okay, so before, listen, before you email me or text us, where's Cynthia? It's Joe's birthday tonight.
Oh, it is.
There you go.
So her and Joe are getting takeout somewhere for his birthday.
Italian.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know that I have been quarantined voluntarily myself. I've quarantined myself before Corona ever happened. I quarantined myself in Christ. As a result, I don't fear what unquarantined people not in Christ do. So let me just help you with something. If you're fearful, sleepless, feel uncertain, have no joy, join us tonight and be quarantined in Christ, because I'm going to tell you something. Life is better in here.
Yes.
Let me read you a few verses, what I'm talking about. 1 John 4:18, there's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. Yeah. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Jude 1:21, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. I was letting you finish it for me. Romans 8:37-38. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. None of that is going to separate me from the love of God. So when I talk about we are more than conquerors, I always think of like Roman soldiers or something,
yeah,
conquering things. And so I want to start off with a video tonight, give you a little chuckle, going back a few years with Jerry Savelle in his conquering uniform. Watch this clip. We'll come right back.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. So stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Amen? Amen.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. I told you, when God gives opportunities, there are adversaries. But you have to stand. taking the shield of faith and quenching every fiery dart. The only way we can tell that you've retreated that represents compromise. But I'm going to show you today how to take the sword of the Spirit and win. And the shield of faith and win. And you say amen.
Amen.
Let's stand and give the Lord a good shout, because we are going to be winners today. Amen. We're going to take an aggressive stand against our adversary. Amen. We're going to learn today how to take an aggressive stand against the adversary and take back everything he's stolen from us. Praise God. Go ahead and give the Lord a shout in advance. Praise God. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Well,
so that's just the first of many clips tonight. We are going to have some fun, and we're going to laugh, and we're going to laugh at the devil.
Amen.
Okay, you guys have been around ministry and church and worked for famous pastors, and we've had things in our church.
Yep.
Give me an example of something.
When he mentioned this, that we have any good stories, me and Gene, we've worked together for
a couple of years.
Yeah, a while. So there was a show that we used to do, or a broadcast we worked on, called Camp Meeting.
Remember Camp Meeting show? USA.
Yeah. So we had a well-known pastor there one night, and he played the piano, or he played the grand piano.
I think you can say who he is.
Mike Murdoch.
Okay. Okay. I wouldn't have said it, but I guess.
That's Dale Mott. So we're going to miss him. We're going to miss him a lot.
So on this set, we had big columns. They were 10 foot tall. They were 10, you know, and they're that big around, so they're...
Well, it's in the big barn auditorium.
Big barn auditorium.
And the stage is 4 feet off the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's got his piano, and he's got these huge columns stacked
all the way around. There's probably good 8 or 10 of them.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a bunch.
So the camera operator, handheld guy, you know, he's just running around on his shoulder. Well, he gets one of his cables wrapped around a column.
Oh, no.
And it was perfection. It was amazing. The first one falls over. Hits the next one.
And they did this?
Hits the next one. And Mike was so cool. I mean,
he kept on playing.
It was amazing. It was great. So when you talk about live television, you know, well, there was a good, you know, with Bear Jesse right there. That was good.
Yeah. There was a time. This is going way back to the 70s. PTL Club. Jim Baker had a special guest. Jimmy Swaggart was on.
Okay.
And so... Jimmy's talking.
Was it in the studio? Or
it
the
was
barn?
In the Heritage Village.
Oh,
there,
is that old?
Over
okay,
Park Road.
Okay.
I know you don't know what that is. But anyway, so he was there and he goes, this is Jimmy. He goes, I didn't like that. Let's just start that over.
Yeah.
You don't understand. We're live.
We're live. We can't start over.
Oh, we're live. Oh, yeah.
Like I said.
Yeah. That's live television. But you wouldn't know anything about that, Greg. You've been in live TV.
Yeah, I've got a lot of them. So at TBN, I worked for Trinity Broadcasting. You were East Coast, I was West Coast. There was a guy by the name of Dan Schaefer, Dan and Bonnie Schaefer, and it was called The Answer. Dan's in heaven now. Brilliant preacher, teacher. And so he would sit at a desk, and Bonnie would sit over there, kind of like we do. Mm-hmm. In the victory update, where questions are coming in from a live audience, and so Bonnie would ask him the question, and he would answer it. And so this one question had come in about judgment and Sodom and Gomorrah, and he starts talking about hellfire and brimstone. You'll like this because you're a lighting guy. He starts talking about hellfire and brimstone, and that the fire rained down from heaven.
Oh,
like it was planned. I don't remember if it was a 1K or a 2K light. That's the 1,000 or 2,000 watt light. Above him.
Blew up.
Blew up.
Oh,
and the
buddy.
Filament, his jacket was like this a little bit. The filament went right down his jacket.
Oh, got Pentecostal buddy.
Right then. So, squirrel went loose in the Pentecostal church.
So we all kind of went, you know, I remember I was in the director's booth. I go, what was that? We lost a light. And there was a guy named Kenny. Kenny was cameraman. And Kenny goes, a bub. It was a bub. And I'm like, a bub? What's a bub? You know, he's trying to tell me it's a light bulb, but he's whispering, bub, a bub. And about that time, the fire hit Brother Schaefer. I mean, the fire hit him from the filament. And all of a sudden, it was like, Lord Jesus. He came up out of the chair. We had revival.
Yeah, right there.
Right there. And we were live. Yeah, it always seems to happen when you're live. Well, I remember as a kid, there was a man who used to run at camp meeting all the time. And he would run. And one night, the anointing got on him. And now they had these, this is an old Pentecostal camp meeting. They had these slat benches, you know, that, not chairs. They weren't like metal chairs. They were literally slat benches made out of wood. And one night the power of God hit him and he ran on those benches all the way to the back of the building. I don't remember if his eyes were closed or not, but he was shouting and shouting. And somebody decided they were going to join him in that. By faith, I guess. And they hit the first bench at about bench two or three.
Oh.
Their foot went through it, and it was just tumbling and tumbling and tumbling. I remember I thought that was funny, and I got in trouble for thinking.
Yeah, I bet you did get in trouble.
We've been in services where the spirit of laughter's broken out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you know, so that's a different kind of funny, you know, but I'm saying that the spirit of the Lord is a joy, is joy and happiness and peace. It reminds me of what Brother Colton says all the time. The Lord said to him, you know, Kenneth, I wouldn't have had a serious thought. Wouldn't have had a serious thought if sin hadn't shown up.
Wow.
So the Lord is into joy.
Amen. I'm telling you, we need that right now.
Oh, buddy.
Absolutely.
In America.
We do.
And especially the body of Christ. We need to be the most joyful people there are right now.
Yes.
Amen.
We have hope.
Yeah, you said it in the victory update today. We don't have to participate.
Right.
Meaning we're going to defy, the law or anything. We don't have to participate in taking the virus or being down in the dumps about this or anything, do we? Okay, so we are live. And,
all right, so we got one to take.
Yeah,
okay,
tell me.
Okay, good.
Benny Hinn Ministries.
Okay, Gene.
We're in.
You sure you want to say this?
Yeah.
We're in. Oh, lady. Pick
Hana,
them up,
Hana,
pick
Honolulu, Hawaii. Honolulu, Hawaii. And I was there. I actually think I was running camera. For some reason, I was running camera that night. And this lady comes up to get prayed for. And, you know, of course, Benny has the catchers to catch people.
Yeah.
And, I mean, people are just boom, boom. You know, they're falling all over the place. And this one lady goes down. She was an elderly lady. And she went down. But when she went down, her hair caught in the usher's jacket. He had a double-breasted jacket. It caught right in that little, you know, right there.
Uh-huh.
And it was a wig.
Oh, so,
buddy.
And it caught, and it popped off her head, and it wrapped around his butt. So then the crowd lost it. Oh, I mean, you can imagine. The lady, she's out.
Yeah,
I mean, she couldn't care less.
I can hear Benny right now.
No pride.
Oh,
right
he was
there.
Starting, Jenny's going, oh.
Lady.
And the guy at the usher's trying to get the wig off. He finally got it off and stuck it on her head. But,
that reminds me of a canmate move.
Service was over.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So with a canmate move, a guy.
Wait, what's
you
that?
You know what a canmate is. So our canmate is.
Nobody else did.
Okay, a canmate is a big jib. You see it at the conventions.
Crane
where it's got
camera.
A 25, 30-foot boom arm with a camera on it.
Yeah.
So this guy is going, you know, he's trying to get as close as he can over the audience, make this real good-looking shot. So he got just a little too close and takes this lady's wig with him. So this is live television, so something could happen right
so
now.
So you just do the move in reverse and drop it off.
Yeah, drop it back on. Or just leave.
Well, so it's funny that because we are taking your live comments and questions. We do want to know about it. Information's on the screen, 682-302-1301. I want you to have a little joy tonight and experience a little lightness. Now, we know how to have fun. Matter of fact, both of you brought up a wig story. I want to show you a clip.
Oh, this is good.
This was good. From Creflo Dollar. He comes out on the platform right after Gloria preaches. She is handing the service off and doesn't know what's about to happen. Watch this.
Who's here? Anybody want to preach back there? Oh, Geraldine is here. Come on, Geraldine.
Now,
I've got something to say.
Now, we've been saying for years that I preach like Brother Copeland and I look like her. So, I forgot I guess I forgot to put my dye in my hair this morning.
It's you just, forgot to shave.
It just...
This is my twin sister, Pookie.
Pookie. Only for Gloria Copeland.
You want me to carry it off?
Yeah, take that thing.
This is what Creflo sleeps in at night.
That's funny stuff. Pookie.
Yeah.
Pookie. That's funny stuff. Awesome. I want to welcome those of you joining us now on Facebook Live. We had a little technical issues, and we're having fun tonight. We know what situation we're in the United States, but we don't have to participate. We've decided to have fun and joy in the Holy Ghost. Michelle is with me. Dale Mock, Gene Bailey are all with us. And you can participate if you've got funny stories, questions, comments, want prayer for anything. Information is right there on the screen. Speaking of prayer, let me let you know about this. Our prayer ministry team, they're here. And they've been pulling long hours. Well, they're always here in intercessory prayers. In the United States, 877-281-6297, 877-281-6297, if you want somebody to agree with you and pray with you. And I do want to make mention of one other thing. It really rose up big in several of our hearts today concerning pastors, especially pastors of small congregations and maybe even rural congregations. Doesn't have to be, but we want to connect. That's just it. We just want to connect with you. There's an email right there on the screen, pastors@govictory.com. Let us know who you are, where your church is, what you guys are doing, how you're doing. We just want to connect with you and know that you're not alone. And this ministry is standing with you and we are praying for you. Listen, I want to encourage you, do something nice for your pastor. And don't criticize them. They've never pastored through a pandemic before.
Yeah.
And they're having to go through this now. And so pray for them and do something nice for them. Okay, we got a lot of funnies left to go. We've been telling some funny stories of your days at PTL, yeah. My days at TBN. I'm trying to think, we really didn't have any bloopers as pastors much, did we?
Well, not that we know of. I mean, they may be out there.
Somebody's telling a story.
Yeah, somebody's on a webcam.
It's out there.
You ever
had
one, Gene, most embarrassing thing in the pulpit you ever done? Or?
Well, I had to think of that one. Most embarrassing.
I can tell you the one I did.
What's that?
Once I had Moses in the ark instead of Noah in the ark.
Yeah.
But there was one where I was talking about, I was really getting worked up. I was trying to be like a preacher, you know? And I said that Samson took the jawbone and whipped he took the jawbone of a donkey.
Yeah.
But I said it.
Yeah.
You know, out of the scripture, I read it. And he whipped the Philistines. and it was over.
And grandma called you.
It was over. Yeah. I didn't mean it. It was just, you know, to the pure, all things are pure. All right. Let me show you a clip. You really want to laugh? I've got a great one for you. Jesse Duplantis, how'd you know, right?
Oh, yeah.
He had never done water baptism before, and he's going to do water baptism with Jerry Savelle at Eagle Mountain Lake. Matter of fact, it's right there behind me, a shot of it. So he baptizes a lady, instead of me telling you, just watch this. Jesse Duplantis.
First time I ever baptized anybody in my life was Jerry Savelle at Eagle Mountain Lake. See, evangelists don't baptize people. That's a pastoral duty kind of situation. I mean, I just preached revivals in and out. And I never forget when Brother Copeland asked, he said, let's baptize. And old Mac Gober was with us. Remember that, Jerry? And I said, I know what to say in the name of the Father. I said, but I ain't never done that. Jerry said, you ain't never baptized. I said, no, Jerry, I just traveled. You've been a pastor. I never in my entire life have ever pastored. Never. I mean, I've just been a traveling. God called me that way. So we got in that Eagle Mountain Lake. There's some big people got in that lake, too. Now, me and Jerry, I'm just a hair taller than Jerry, not by much. Boy, here come this big mama. She big. I look at Jerry. I said, can you handle this? He said, but with your help. I said, I think she's going to drown us, Jerry. This big woman. Now, she don't know. She's just coming. I just love y'all. We're thinking, Jesus, let her go to Mac Gober, you know? Go on over there, on the other side there. We the two smallest guys out here. So Jerry, he said, okay, grab her this way. So I said, you say the stuff, Jerry. He said, and we're going to put her down. And when we put her down, we went under ourselves. Remember that, Jerry? Both of them. Boy, she goes, oh, Jesus, and her arms are just a flopping, boy. And she got arms about this big. I mean, they look like three bagels hanging in there. He goes, man, I mean, the waves are hitting me and Jerry in the face. You know, we're trying to get that big woman up, glory to God. But she got baptized. I mean, she really loved the Lord. So, I remember that, Jerry? We just baptized. I'm enjoying myself. Then here come a lady with a German police dog. Brother Copeland pulled some weird people. She said, I want you to baptize my dog. Remember that? And that dog going, ha, ha. I said, that dog going to hell. I ain't baptizing that dog. You can forget that, Jack. That dog mad, son. I ain't baptizing that dog at all. Remember that, Jerry? Me and Jerry and that dog want to eat us alive. Thank God for Matt Gober. Oh, Matt Gober, who just went on be with the Lord. Man, I said, Matt! He wants to baptize the dog. I said, Matt, I ain't baptizing that dog. That dog will eat us alive. Me and Jerry just looking like that. Max said, I'll baptize that dog. Remember that? He reached over, he grabbed that dog by the nose. Foom! Foom! I baptize you in the name of Jesus. Foom! And the Father. Foom! And the Son. Foom! That dog going, hurr, hurr, in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Turn loose that dog. That spirit of that dog, calm down. You remember that, Jerry? That was a wonderful day. I know we got criticized. They over there, them fake people baptized dog. You seen that demon-possessed dog, you'd have baptized him too.
I love it.
That's great.
That's good stuff. That's good. We're laughing tonight.
Yes.
That was good work.
We're not participating in being depressed and down about this. I've never baptized a dog. We did. We had some funny water baptisms, Gene, in California.
Yeah.
I was kind of starchy at first because I thought, well, we had a water baptism getting ready, right? And I'd just done my best sermon. And we actually had some guys get saved that day. I was excited about it. And so as I was finishing up the altar call with them, all the baptism and candidates. Go to the deal and they're going to help you get ready. We had this tub thing out in the sanctuary at this church we were at. So we rolled that out there.
We had to fill it with a hose.
It was a mess.
It was good cold.
Put a heater in there.
Everything else.
So, yeah, they straightway came up because it's cold water. Jesus.
Feel it.
So these two guys that just got saved decided, can we do that? And I answered, sure. Right?
Yeah. Oh, they wanted to baptize people.
No, they wanted to be baptized.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I went, sure. You remember? They stood up and started stripping down.
Oh, buddy.
I went, ho! You know, and the guys already got his shirt off, right?
Yeah.
One guy looked a lot like Todd White, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other guy's starting on his pants and, wait. Go. And I'm thinking, you haven't been through the class.
Yeah.
You got to go through the class.
Yeah.
Right? And I heard in my spirit, so when John baptized me, did I have a class? Did he send me to a class? I went, oh, Lord, yes, sir. And so we sent them around to the back, and they were, and they got baptized. We had church that day.
Yeah. I bet you did.
And then one of the last ones we did, you want to tell this one?
Yeah, so we would tell them to wear dark clothing, you know, just bring your own, wear dark clothing. And so they did. And
the first guy
that gets up there somehow had on dark red shorts, but you couldn't tell it. Well, he gets in the water. They were brand new. Turned the whole water bright red.
Oh, wow.
And so everybody else that had to go after him.
Everybody else that came forward next was like, look at the water. I said, we're going to dip you in the blood.
That's right.
It was awesome.
Baptizing you.
It was awesome.
Yeah. No, he turned the water red for everybody. So you had some people kind of not wanting to get in there.
I just got back from Virginia, and there's a little church up there that's just started. So they've been winning a lot of people off the streets. Mm-hmm. So they had this big party outside, you know, barbecue and everything. So a gentleman like that, you know, he's just been saved a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Well, they had a dunking pool, you know, where you throw the ball at the pastor and dunk it.
That's baptism. That's social distancing.
Yes, social distancing. Make $2 and you do it too. But anyway, so
we gave you an idea. Fundraiser, baptism. Go ahead, tell your story.
So anyway, so he comes up to the pastor, and the pastor, he says, can I be baptized? He said, well, we don't have the baptismal ready inside the church, but we'll baptize you right here in the dunking pool. So I think five or six people lined
that's
up and
so
they dunked
through
people right there. No, they didn't throw. They didn't do that. But
that's
you know,
but
yeah, yeah, sit here on the plate.
That's great.
So there's a new
so
idea.
So did they set them on the thing?
No, they didn't.
Dunk them,
no,
or they just put them in the water.
Right. Yeah, but they had to go through the class.
But can you imagine social distancing baptism with a dunk tank?
Yeah.
And you actually could raise money. In the name of the Father.
Building
fund. Oh, you get three pitches.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
He's out of here.
That's right. Oh, Lord, we're doing it tonight. Hey, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we are getting strong tonight. Listen, I've got your questions and comments, and one of you just sent me a question, and I missed your name here, about there's how you can do it. Ask at homegroup at govictory.com. You can text them at the phone number 682-302-1301. Facebook, just type it in. Someone asked me for the link, for the email link for pastors. I want to give you that again. They're going to put it right here on the bottom of the screen, and it is pastors@govictory.com. I want to connect with you. We want you to know we're praying with you, and let us know what you're doing and how your church is doing and all that. We just want to connect. Pastors@govictory.com. Okay, you ready for another one? You got a good baptism story?
No, I don't have a good baptism. I mean, I've had the heavy ones, you know, where you're like, I learned how to do it under, you know, how you do underwater is, for people can't see, is you're able to get your knee under there. So if she goes down, it's only going to go down so far. Then you can get leverage, you know, to get back in it. But yeah.
Okay. So we had.
You guys are giving all your tips away.
I know.
Well, it's a class.
It's a class.
It's a class.
It's a class.
It's not a class. Not that I'm aware of. We're in the Jordan River in Jerusalem.
Israel.
And if you've never done the traditional baptism aside the yardie Israel, in the Galilee, first of all, feet of little fish will bite at your
feet. Really?
Yeah, there's fish and critters.
They're little critters.
Little critters.
And the time that we went, the water was cold. It flows off of Mount Hermon in the north of Israel. It's cold. And so when the scripture says, and straightway they came up, I understand. The first time I ever walked in there, I went, oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
So it's run by the Catholics, and they have this little white baptismal gown you're supposed to wear when you get in. Of course, we tell our people, but right next to us is another group from Russia.
Russia. Mm-hmm.
And they were Russian Orthodox priests. Now, he didn't get in the water, but they have a little
platform. Yeah, there's a platform out there.
A little, you know, like a fishing boat. He's got a little platform sticking out there, and the people come up to him, and he pushes them straight out of the water.
But he's not getting
He doesn't out. Push him, though.
He scrubs them.
Oh, he scrubs them.
Just scrubbing them. All that sin's coming off.
It's coming off today.
I'm trying to do the holy, put your hand like this. And plug your nose. And I'm trying to do the, in the name of the Father, the Son. And he's over there doing like a plunger in the toilet with people. You know.
It was awesome.
Now, if you don't drown, you're good.
The worst part of it is no one told the Russians to put clothes on underneath their white sheet.
Uh-oh.
So they're coming out of the water, and we're having to have another service.
An educational.
We had to have a rededication service for left nothing to the imagination. Okay, we're laughing tonight. Let me show you a clip here from Billy Brim, and this is really good. This is a great revelation. The God of glory spoke to Abraham, and he had a child, and the child of promise, his name was Isaac, which means laughter. Watch this from Sister Billy. You'll be blessed.
God spoke to me. He said, Acts chapter 7, Stephen preaching said, the God of glory appeared to Abraham. And God started working that plan. Of course, he'd known it before he ever created man. But that plan began to work to bring man back to the glory. And the Lord said to me, and I named the child of promise laughter. Isaac means laughter. Yitzhak. God said, I name the child of promise laughter in the face of the devil. When he had that plan to drag man down to the pits, I named the child of promise laughter, and I laughed in the face of the devil. Woo! And then God said to me, and laughter never left the land. The land of promise. Isaac never left. Abraham left. Jacob left. But Isaac never left. Laughter never left the land. And God said to me, if you move in that realm, if you move in that joy, you'll not leave the land of promise. You'll not leave the land of the covenant. You'll not leave the things of the Lord. Laughter doesn't leave the land. Depression does. Sorrow does. But laughter doesn't leave the land of promise. And we're going out of here laughing at the devil because his plan did not work. Woo!
Hey,
there you go.
We're going out here laughing at the devil. His plan did not work. You know, that verse is true. He made a weapon. Mm-hmm. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. He made a weapon.
Ooh. What if laughter is your weapon?
No, the devil made a weapon. It's that COVID thing.
Okay.
But it won't prosper.
No, it won't. When
she was talking about that, about laughter being a weapon, we were over in England with Brother Copeland to have a meeting there. And it was going wild. I mean, it was energized. And this young lady, you know, we think she probably was demon possessed. She comes up, calls Brother Copeland to the front of the stage. Well, he goes to minister to her, and she spits in his face. Mm-hmm. Of course, the place goes silent. It's like, what is going to happen? Brother Copeland starts laughing. He starts laughing. And it was like she said, it's a weapon.
Yeah.
And then the whole audience just started, you know, it brought the spirit back. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He controlled that situation. He controlled that very volatile situation with laughter. So when you said that, Greg, you laugh in the devil's face, I saw it happen. And it changed everything. Everything. So I think that's a good. That's the reason we're doing this tonight, guys. That's the reason we're doing it tonight. We're laughing.
Right. You know somebody needs a good laugh.
Yeah.
Let them know. Here's a text that came in. Thank you for the funnies. I need it. I'm 68 years old and have risk factors. I'm running out of things. Can't leave my house. No one to bring me anything. But you're laughing.
Well, laughter builds your immune system. They say a good belly laugh will build your immune system for 4 to 6 hours.
Praise God.
So if it's about immune system, then I think that's an easy treatment, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Get the laughing.
Somebody that wrote you a whole paragraph here. I'll pass it over to you here in just a little bit later. But we're taking your questions and comments and just having a good time tonight.
Yes.
Enjoy. Amen?
Amen.
Just having
enjoy.
A good time. Enjoy. You got any more funnies, Gene, of your days in Christian television? I mean, I've got some. I just don't know. It seems like telethons and stuff like that is when the silliest things happened. when things are, I mean, we've got bloopers around here as well.
Yeah, well, when you think about joy and being in joy, there's two women in Christian television that always brought me a lot of joy. And two of them is Tammy Faye Baker. She was a blast to be with. Of course, we got to hang out with Tammy, and she was all joy. But when you saw Sister Copeland there with Creflo, that is her. She is a total... Gene,
she's
not
quick-witted.
She is quick-witted, and she is a joy to be around all the time. I mean, you know... Of course, you know, she has to be serious with the word and things like that. And, you know, but she is so sweet.
I have a Gloria Copeland
healing
line story.
Okay, good.
It was a West Coast convention. It had to be early 90s. And so back then, they would line people up all across the front, and it was very methodical. It wasn't this crazy healing. It was a very methodical. She would go down one side, come back, go down it again, come back. So everybody was lined up. Well, this one lady goes down. Gloria lays hands on this lady. She goes down. And then she lays hands on the next lady. And she goes down. And she was a bigger woman. Mm-hmm. But the lady that had just gone down before yells.
Yeah.
And so Gloria goes to the next person. Then she sees that obviously there's a problem. And she goes back and said, "Are you okay? Are you all right? Are you healed?" She goes, "Well, I was until that fat cow."
Oh. So,
we just kind of went.
She needed to be ministered to at that point, didn't she? Yeah.
Gloria right. handled it. Did. I mean, I'm it sure. was right there. I mean, we weren't live TV, but so it never made the air. But I will never. We lost it in the yeah. TV truck. I mean, we were laughing and. But it was funny. She was yeah. good. She handled it. Yeah. Now, you can't be that way, you know. Right. So yes, she got her out of it.
Yeah. That's funny stuff. Yeah. You just never know. I mean,
life is funny.
If you somebody said, "I'm looking for a church that looks like me," no, don't go to one that looks like you. Go to one that looks like Jesus, because you'll mess it up, right? Yeah. So anyway, we're just having a good time tonight in the Lord. I remember. Dad Hagen was always, you know, teacher. And all of a sudden, the Lord began to deal with him about, I want you to operate in a new flow, because if you don't, there'll be a whole generation
yes.
that'll miss it, that it'll take another generation before it comes. I had the privilege, you yes. did this well, of yes. being in many of those Kenneth Hagen meetings. And I remember Brother Copeland. And matter of fact, the first time I ever got a chance to speak to Brother Copeland any length of time was it. Brother Hagin's 80th birthday. And matter of fact, the best thing I can do is just show you a couple of times with Brother Kenneth E. Hagin and Brother Kenneth Copeland. Watch this.
Hallelujah! Yeah, you can praise God in a leap.
Yeah.
Walking, leaping, and praising God.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What would you do if you were healed? Glory! Well, do it! Because you are here.
Hey, man.
Amen.
Now, we laugh about that today, but I'm telling you, that's serious spiritual business. Don't make fun of that.
Yeah.
That is serious.
That's right. Serious business.
I mean, there's scripture after scripture after scripture concerning that. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Some of you, how are we going to do it? And even with sickness, you need to laugh. Yeah, maybe you need to sacrifice a praise. David's danced before the Lord. Gene, take just a second. Do you mind ministering to folks? They just need to get free.
Well, I agree with that. We need to get free. And, you know, sometimes the laughter, I like, you know, Mark Hankins. I know he's been here several times. He's here a lot. He's on the network there. And you watch him talking about getting free and laughing and being able to move into the Spirit. It's really not that. God is not surprised by that. I'm here to tell you.
Amen.
He knew this virus attack was coming.
Yeah.
He knew all about it. He knew it was going to happen. And this is the thing that's... It will mess with people when you laugh in the face of adversity, when you laugh in the face of sickness or demonic manifestation, like you were talking about. Yeah. Man, it is a place, and it is. But you do have to do this, Greg. You have to laugh by faith sometimes.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Because you don't feel like it.
You don't feel like
there's
it.
There's absolutely
it's time
nothing.
To jump in there.
I've done that before, where I had the Lord. It wasn't the Lord. I had me, my spirit, my voice telling me. This is not funny.
This is not funny.
There's nothing funny about this.
Yeah. I remember being in a Rodney Howard Brown meeting in the early 90s and being one of the guys that didn't laugh.
That was you.
I must have been me. What was I doing wrong? You know, getting under conviction because I'm not laughing. You know, and it was, anyway, that whole thing is just, it's silly stuff. It's silly.
How would you act if you were healed?
That's
what he told to Brother Copeland in that clip.
Yeah.
You do it by faith.
Yeah.
How would you act if this corona thing is over? God, this corona thing was over.
It is.
And the churches.
Yeah.
And the churches were open.
It is over.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
It's over.
Yes.
It's over.
Yeah.
Brother Copeland spoke to it, killed that thing. Listen, the fig tree was dead the moment he said something. Now, the fig tree didn't know it.
Mm-mm. Right.
Or didn't show it.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something. Corona may not know it. The doctors may not know it, but the thing's dead.
It's killed at the root.
Killed at the root. Glory to God. So how would you act?
Right.
Well,
How would you act if your paycheck was full? How would you act if you were working your job? How would you act? How would you respond to all that? That is a statement of faith right there. You have to take the step of faith. You have to, and not just physically, but in your attitude.
Right.
In the attitude that you carry.
Right.
Is step out in that. And no matter what it feels like, the feeling is not, it may present itself as real, but faith is more real than we were feeling.
Yeah, it makes me think about, you could say that about Abraham.
Oh.
You know, the Lord said to Abraham, Abraham, you're the father of many nations. Well, I guarantee you, from that time forward,
well, they laughed about it.
Well, other people might have laughed about it. He might have laughed at it at first. Well, this doesn't say that, but I guarantee you, Abraham started acting different once he received the word.
Yeah.
So you have to take that word picture. You have to get it in your mind, Gene.
Yeah.
You got to see that this thing is done. Abraham saw that those things were done within his heart. If you see that done from your heart level, your actions flow out of your heart. So if you can see this thing is done, if you can see this thing is over, as you can see, like you said, your bills are paid, you can see that your wife is pregnant, you've been believing that for that, your car is paid off. If you can see those word pictures that the Lord puts in your heart, you're going to act different. Mm-hmm. You're going to go buy a baby crib. I bet Abraham went and bought him a baby crib the next day. The Lord said
where
this.
Where did he get that at?
I don't know.
He
whittled it.
I'm sorry. Sometimes Cynthia has been texting me already.
And she
says, I got funny stories to tell. I wish we could figure out a way to Skype you in here.
What's it?
Because of distancing. Oh, but so many people, just a second ago, I'm seeing comments on here, Gene, as you were talking to him, they just experience joy in their house.
Praise
they're laughing.
God.
They're praise dancing. God. They're running. My God, yes. Amen.
God's a happy God. He ain't a cranky one. He's not a cranky
you
one.
Know,
and he ain't
your
worried.
Country comes out.
He ain't got a day in a cranky Jesus.
Abraham's whittling and
God ain't cranky. Yeah,
he ain't cranky.
There's an old country song in there somewhere. Man. God ain't cranky and Abraham's a whittler. Dale Mock, it'll be out next year on an album.
There you go.
But you do have to laugh by faith. And
yeah.
You know, you got to, what you just said, it took me a long time. I thought I was acting in faith, but I was acting out of feelings.
Yeah.
Okay, now wait a minute. What do you mean by that? What does that mean?
Well, because if I felt it, it's easy to do
it. It's easy to laugh if you feel it.
If you feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if I'm in faith because I feel spiritual.
Right. Right.
So
it doesn't always happen that way.
We had a situation early on in ministry when we were in San Diego, and I don't even remember how, my Lord, I don't know. It's probably my fault. Somehow there was no money.
Probably.
Don't agree with me. I didn't know what we were going to do. Money wise for us.
Yeah.
Some of it was church stuff. I remember I went in the front room. My God, I was getting serious before the Lord, and I laid down on the floor on my face. Wasn't going to move, wasn't going to do nothing until God moved, till I had an answer what we need to do about this, right? I'm serious.
Yeah.
You ever gotten that way? Oh,
serious.
Whittling. And my two kids are out of the backyard on the swing set playing and laughing and having a good time, and I'm getting irritated at them.
Oh.
It's dinner time. I don't know what we're going to feed them, you know, or what we're going to do tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I'm laying there getting agitated that they're out there playing. And I remember in my spirit, I heard the Lord say this. If you'd be more like them, I could fix this thing.
Wow.
You're just having a pity party. When your pity party's over and you start acting like them, because they know that they're going to come in this house and their mama and their daddy's going to have food on that table. They don't care if it's macaroni and cheese and beanie weenies. They don't care.
Yeah.
What are you all uptight about?
Mm-hmm.
If you would learn to trust me like that.
Yeah.
And I tell you, it was a valuable lesson. And the thing broke.
Yeah.
When I did that.
Amen.
But I was trying to be all spiritual and everything else. And I just needed to have some laughter. I needed to have some fun.
Some joy. Yeah.
He's fun.
Yeah.
The Lord is fun.
That's religions, for sure. Religion. It's usually when people get into religion because they feel like they got to get serious and be official and
be official,
look right, say right, speak right, and don't
hoity toity.
Yeah, hoity-toity. Well, you really are on a roll tonight.
You're on a roll. Somebody already said they like Dale Southern.
Yeah,
you're a Southern boy, though, but they've never known that. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'm south of the Mason-Dixon line.
You're a Georgia kid, right?
No, I'm Northern Virginia. So okay. Right there in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
To a Georgia boy, that's Yankee.
That's north.
Yeah, that's he's.
I'm right there. Yankee. I was almost Yankee.
I don't know. Jury's still out on that one.
Amen. All right. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I am hesitating, Gene, to play this clip or not from Christmas.
Are you? Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, this is a good one. This is really good.
The crew is in my ear. Wanting this clip,
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah. This is David Ellis. You'll recognize David Ellis. This is Eagle Mountain International Church. It's Christmas time. I really thought this thing would not see the light of day. Did we edit it where it ends with Gene or not? I'll trust you. David Ellis introduces the day that Elvis came to church at Eagle Mountain. Watch this. Here we go. All right. Amen.
Appearing for the very first time at the revival capital of the world and hopefully answering the altar call is the king of cool, the sultan of swing himself, Mr. Dean Martin. Welcome him, please, if you will. Dean, glad to have you. It's Newark, it's not Las Vegas, but help yourself. Oh. Dean, you want to make sure your microphone is on. I know you're getting a little up in age, but is that microphone on for you, sir? Do you need me to check? I don't know where your eyesight is. Can you see it anymore?
Actually,
I know you need to probably liver detox.
Frank, you're a little shorter than I remember you.
Not Frank. Frank went home to be with the Lord, I hope. But you can have a seat right here, sir. Welcome, Dean and Elvis. Thanks, guys. And now, appearing, the self-appointed, self-anointed, self-proclaimed, self-ordained title I believe he conferred upon himself. He calls himself the real king of rock and roll.
I don't think so.
Little Richard! Come on, put your hands together!
Gee, I remember when we walked out, seeing that for the first time when he walked out, I was like, oh my God! That's Pastor John Jester.
Oh, man. He couldn't find his mic.
Here we go.
Good to have you, sir.
Yeah, awesome.
That comments, good stuff.
People, Iowa, you're screaming and on the floor. So
yeah.
Just a little thing. We're livening it up tonight, just having fun in the Lord. In the midst of all of this, we can still laugh and still have joy. Amen.
That's right. That's right. You're talking about your kids. Me and Jill were, Sunday we were at home eating dinner, and the kids across the street were playing, and you hear their voices, and they're laughing and having a blast, mm-hmm. and it takes you back to a place where it was a lot of fun when our girls were little. So you've got to encourage you at home. You got to get around folks with joy. Mm-hmm. You got to feed yourself with people with joy. So I'm glad you all are with us tonight because we are full of joy.
That's right.
We are full of joy.
Amen. You can start off like Eeyore and end up like Pooh, right?
That's right. End up like Pooh.
Thanks for noticing.
Look on the sunny
side.
You
don't want that person.
It's never going to work.
Don't think it'll work.
No.
Lost my tail again.
Yeah.
Thanks for noticing.
So,
not that it matters.
So Pooh walked in faith, huh? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, Pooh just happy about everything.
He's
just
happy.
Give him a little
he's
bit of
full
honey.
Of joy of the Lord.
And he's happy. I want to give you a praise report, a testimony here. Gerald, Monday, we called for prayer. This was when Richard Roberts was on. Called for prayer for healing of sciatica pain. Absolutely pain-free, enjoying home group. Thank you for lifting us up. Jesus is Lord. Thank you for the laughter.
Man.
So there's a miracle that happened on Monday.
That's great.
On the Victory Update program.
Go ahead. Pastor Greg, if I can interrupt you, when you said that about Gerald, there's people getting healed tonight.
Absolutely.
Praise
that's
God.
Right now, it
that's
just jumped
right.
all over me.
That's right.
Go ahead.
And the people getting healed, right? You've been watching this and you've been thinking, oh, this is just one of those throwaway programs.
No.
Not doing. I'm telling you, the joy of the Lord is your strength, and there's healing in your house today.
God.
Healing. All you got to do is take that. I know they're going to put the phone number on the screen and you can call a prayer minister to join with you in prayer, but I'm telling you, healing is in your house. Whatever it is you have need of, just take it. And you can smile. You don't have to get all serious and religious about it. Just take your healing, Dale.
Yes,
take
right.
your healing, you know?
When I so love it when the Spirit moves.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It is right here, right now.
You can accomplish more in just a few seconds than we could with all the preaching.
With all of our preaching and
that's
all of our
exactly
lifetimes.
Right.
Yeah, you know, in fact, there's somebody with right now with a neck issue right here. Neck issue. I don't know if you've hurt yourself or there's a strain or something in your neck. Just take that healing. Take that. It's healing. There's cancer. We have people with cancer. They're going, coronavirus. I got the other C word. I got cancer.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't have to have that cancer. Don't take that. Don't accept that cancer. Listen. Do what you couldn't do before. I know it's like, well, what do you mean by that? This is a step of faith. This is when you know, people gave us a hard time growing up in Christian television about with Oral Roberts with a point of contact.
Right.
And Brother Copeland demonstrated that so well the other night with a point of contact. People got healed because that's putting action to your faith that you're stepping out and doing. Oh, there's a knee right there.
Thank you, Lord.
Healing. Yeah. You thought you're going to have to have knee replacement. That's going to happen. You're not going to have to do that. Just laugh about it. The more you laugh, the more you're going to get the healing right there in your knees. I'm telling you,
I see it.
Eyes. Eyes. You know, I don't know what it is about cataracts around here, but there's cataracts.
They don't hang around at all.
They don't need to hang around more. You don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to schedule anything. You thought I had an appointment and I can't go now because of all this. You can just take your healing. You can go to Dr. Jesus right now, the great physician, and get your healing. They're getting healed right now. Your eyes, cataracts, glaucoma, clearing up. That cloudiness.
Thank you, Father.
That cloudiness is going away. Right now, in Jesus' name, use your faith by just reaching out and taking it like what Dale just said about the kids laughing and playing.
Yeah.
And what you said about the kids having this is the way we're supposed to live.
We're not built to take stress.
No, the birds are
rolling this off on him.
The birds are singing today. And they are not worried about one thing. And the Lord says, I care about you more than any bird.
That's right.
You can sing and laugh.
If they can baptize a German Shepherd police dog, they can.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Here's a text that came in, Gene.
Thank you, Lord.
I've lost my joy. I don't know how to get it back. I've prayed, rebuked the devil, claimed scriptures. What am I doing wrong?
Just receive it. Just laugh a little bit about it.
Yeah.
Like what I talked about earlier, laughing by faith.
Laughing by faith.
Yeah, just going to go, ha, ha, ha. You're going to feel stupid. I mean, Brother Hagin talked about doing
that. You
look
stupid.
For about 30 minutes, and the devil told him it ain't going to work, so he did it longer, up to like 4 hours, I think the story goes. I don't have it right. But anyway, just keep laughing until that laughter will come.
Okay.
You'll get laughing at yourself
right.
after a while.
Let's do the clip.
Play the clip
of Brother Hagin. And watch this, and you join him when he does it. I don't know why I sense to do this. You're going to join him when he does it. When Brother Copeland jumps up, I want you to jump up and do it with him. Watch this.
Hallelujah! Yeah, you can praise God in a leap.
Yeah.
Walking, leaping, and praising God.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What would you do if you were healed?
Hey! Whoa!
Glory! 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 Well, do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Because you are healed.
There you go. There you go. Now, did you do that by faith? Yeah. Now, explain what, while we were watching that, you said something that's vitally important. Say it.
I was saying, when Brother Copeland, you always, when he got up.
He's the first one that did it.
He's the first one that broke it. Now, he jumped in the flow.
Yeah.
And I said, now watch the other people. They're going to, oh, he's in it. I might as well get in.
Once one person by faith stepped out.
Jumps in the flow, everybody jumped in the flow. Now, that second clip, it was instantaneously. It was even faster. But what if they had not done that? What if they had not? Then the healing wouldn't come. The joy wouldn't come.
You got to yield to it, Gene.
Just like you do your salvation or anything else.
Yeah, you got to yield to it.
You got to yield to it.
I'll watch Gene on Sunday mornings, and the Lord will go, you watch Gene right now. I'm like, oh. And Gene will start moving. I'm like, oh, here it comes. And I can see, you know, Gene, you'll like break into that. The Lord's talking to you. The Lord's like, okay, Dale, you're going to jump in with him, right? So I hook up.
Well, okay, yeah. So
you hook up.
Because here's, this will help you. Leroy Thompson, I was an usher in the front row in those meetings with Brother Hagin. Leroy Thompson always sat next to me.
That was
his seat next to me. And the man would sit there, and Brother Hagin would go, amen. He'd go, amen. Brother Hagin would go, psh, kick his foot. He'd kick his foot. He did exactly everything Brother Hagin was doing. And I asked him one time, I finally got some nerve, why do you do that? He goes, I'm with him.
Yeah.
I'm entering in with him.
Yeah.
And so that anointing, and he has some of that anointing on his own life now.
He does.
That Brother Hagin's in heaven. But see, that anointing came on, it was caught.
Yeah.
Yes.
There it is.
Amen.
Yielding to it, yielding and flowing in that corporate.
What else you got?
Yeah. I was, your foot, you got your left foot and the ankle. I don't know why this is funny to me. But you got an ankle issue.
Oh,
an ankle problem. And
that ain't funny.
But it is kind of funny because you know where it came from. You know where you can get healed. So just take your healing. It's like, I really don't know why that was funny. But anyway, your ankle and your foot, your left foot.
God.
If you, and you know, I like what Brother Copeland said the other day. Well, take it for your right foot too, if that's you. Take it for your right. Just because I called out left, doesn't mean you can't call out the right.
Thank you, Lord.
It is that simple.
Yes.
It is just that simple. Like what Leroy Thompson was, which I so appreciate you sharing that it was just a flow that happens. I'm telling you, there's people getting, this
right
is
now.
Going to be the greatest healing revival happen because what the enemy thought he was going to do
by taking us out, Gene.
It's gonna turn.
Come on,
and
Gene.
And you're seeing it. We're seeing it already here on the network.
Praise God.
We are seeing it already.
You called this out. Can we? You want to wrap this up or keep going for a minute?
I don't know. Whatever you want to do.
Anyway, look at this. Here's a text that just came in. I guess this is the way they really wrote it. I received that neck healing. I had a stiff, crackly neck.
Crackly.
Praise
a crackly
God.
Neck.
Praise God.
For weeks.
Let's keep going. Just take the music out. We're going to keep going here for a few more minutes. I don't know how long, but I'm telling you, Dale, it is so strong.
It's like
in this
a
room.
River, Gene. This is what it's like. Ooh. It's a river. When you jump in the river,
that's right.
You yield yourself to it, and the river takes you there. It takes you there. So these healings, they're flowing, and it's easy. The people are jumping into it
just like God.
Jumping in.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. The prayer number is on the screen.
Thank you, Lord. Keep calling.
Prayer ministers there. God loves you. We love you. And know this, that Jesus is
Lord.
See you next week.